The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Aviators broke the seal on the 2024 season this weekend. The Reno Aces were in town and won both games played on Friday and yesterday. Saturday's game was rained out at Las Vegas Ballpark. It's not often you see a game end on an empty net goal, but that's what happened Saturday afternoon in Minnesota when the Wild pulled their goaltender in OT. Jonathan Marchessault found the back of the net for the 40th time this year to give the Golden Knights the 2-1 win. VGK added 7 points out of a possible 8 on the 4-game road trip. This puts them in great shape for making the playoffs. They're up by 8 points over the final wild card spot and lead the LA Kings by 3 heading into the final 8 games of the season. The Vancouver Canucks will be at the Fortress tomorrow night.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Be sure to listen to AM 670 KMZQ throughout the day for Marla Letizia's Long Life Era segment, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5. And I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com. And let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Getting reports of an accident at the Summerlin Beltway traveling north on 215 approaching Sahara. It's the only reported accident on the freeways, 215 northbound, again before Sahara. All clear on I-15 and 95. Surface Street's even looking pretty good right now. And a better-looking day in the valley. Mostly sunny skies, cool temperatures that'll stop just short of 70 degrees this afternoon. Still holding at 48, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rocked you like a hurricane.
It is election season.
And joining us now, Madeline Leavitt Cole. She is a candidate for Justice Court Department 5 and joins us. Madeline, first of all, thanks for joining us and being a part of the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm always fascinated by the reasoning why somebody puts their money, their time away from home, into running for public office, and in particular for judges, because that's a little bit different than running for Secretary of State or Governor or Senator. Can you talk a little bit about what inspired you to run for this office?
Absolutely. So I am a fourth generation Nevadan, and I have lived in Las Vegas my entire life. I'm raising my family here. And for my entire career, I've had the honor and privilege of being a prosecutor for the Clark County District Attorney's Office. So in my current assignment, I'm on the gang unit, which essentially means that my focus is against prosecuting the most violent, dangerous criminals that make up gangs in our community. And it was just seemed at this point in my career that I wanted to take that next step, but maintain my career trajectory in public service, and just felt that I could make the biggest difference from the judicial bench with my background, my perspective, and obviously my focus on community safety. So it just seemed like the right time. And I kind of just felt this universal push that, you know, you can't keep complaining about something unless you're willing to do something about it. And so obviously I have a desire to make the bench stronger. And I think that somebody like myself with my background and perspective would make a great judge.
Can you talk about the difference in perspective? Prosecutor's office, advocating for one set of principles, and then a judgeship where you got to be kind of impartial.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, in my current assignment, I get to advocate for victims, and I get to seek justice every single day. I'm in Clark County courts, essentially being a voice for people that have been victimized and trying to handle their criminal case in the best way possible to make sure that they get justice. And that a fair result ensues for what happened for them. So obviously transitioning to a judge, I'm no longer an advocate. You know, I'm an impartial arbiter. But I think, you know, obviously with the experience I've had in being in every single court, and I'm running for Justice Court, I'm in Justice Court multiple times a week, but I have the skill set in that I can listen to both sides. You know, in my career, specifically on the gang unit, I have dealt with so many people that don't want to be in court. You know, typically people, when they come into contact with me, I'm seeing them on the worst day of their life or one of the worst days of their life. And I really think that I have the empathy, the knowledge to essentially listen to both sides and make the right choice. And as a prosecutor, you know, community safety is my number one priority. You know, I know people are really upset about the crime and homes being broken into and being afraid of who you're at the grocery store with. And that's something obviously I've dedicated my career to, is keeping our community safe and advocating for victims. And as a judge, that's something that would not change.
Tell me how it's different running for a judgeship like Department 5, and running for office. I mean, mayor candidates kiss babies and they knock on doors and they do all kinds of stuff. What do judges do? How do you campaign? How do you raise money?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It's all kind of the same. I mean, obviously as judges, it's much more difficult for the voter to be informed because we are nonpartisan positions, because judges are essentially supposed to follow the law that the legislator has enacted and apply the facts to the cases that appear in front of them. So it's basically the same type of thing, trying to get out and meet as many people as I can in the community, obviously to do what I need to do to get my name out there and my platform and my message. I have to raise money. And so I'm essentially doing the same thing. I see a lot of candidates everywhere I'm going But getting out in the community, going to events, getting people to donate to your campaign, and a lot of that just starts with people you know, people that have grown up with you, people that have known me since I'm a little, that believe in me. But it's kind of the same thing. You see those same candidates everywhere you go, regardless of whether you're a judge, you're running for mayor or legislative position. And so we're kind of all in there together trying to get our message out, trying to meet people. So when they go to vote, and my election's not until November, they remember me, or they remember meeting me, or remember, you know, listening to me or seeing something that I was involved with.
I want to ask you, because a lot of people question our criminal justice system. Does it work for all of us? Can you give me your thoughts on the criminal justice system? You've seen it from the prosecutor's office perspective, running for judge. Can you talk a little bit about the criminal justice system? Does it work for all of us?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I think our criminal justice system out of anywhere in the world is the best. But are there still things that could be better? Are there still things that could be fixed? Absolutely. You know, sometimes the hardest part of my job is having a case where I don't feel like, you know, I'm essentially able to get justice. A perfect example is a homicide case. When someone's family member or loved one has been killed, that family, that person is never going to be brought back to life. Essentially, they're never going to be made whole. You know, I have to do what I can within the confines of the law. And so in some ways, you know, there are still issues. We could always have a better criminal justice system. But the system that we have that exists today, I think, is obviously the best in the world. Could it be better? Yes. Could it be more victim-centered? Absolutely. It absolutely could be more victim-focused and victim-centered.
Again, Madeline Leavitt Cole joining us, running for Justice Court Department 5. And let me just ask you, what is it your campaign needs? Is it money? Is it yard signs? Is it volunteers? What?
You know, it's all of it, Kevin. Most importantly, I need the votes. You know, my election isn't until November, but absolutely it's people that want to spread the word about my campaign, have a yard sign, be willing to walk for me, all of the above. I need it all. You know, we have to go all the way until November, and I'm out working really hard. But obviously, the more people I have that are helping me, the more I'm able to do that. And if you want to get involved, you can go to my website at Leavitt, L-E-A-V-I-T-T, Cole, C-O-L-E, for judge, just the letter, or not the letter, the number four, judge.com. And there you can find out how to donate, how to volunteer, how to get involved, how to request the yard sign, all of those things.
Madeline, it's great to visit with you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate your taking time out of a busy schedule. We'll be following this race, and best of luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me on.
There you go. Madeline Leavitt Cole, a candidate for Justice Court Department 5. You know, judges are really tough, because how do you know? Are they liberal? Are they conservative? Are they Republicans? Are they Democrats? And they're nonpartisan races. But it's fascinating to me that people that have a wonderful career in the prosecutor's office, and they want to become a judge. I think that's great. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Walker?
I got
this. Wednesday on the CW.
What do you say we get the band back together?
Walker is back.
We need to solve this before there's another victim.
You ever work a serial killer case?
Because you've waited long enough.
We need to lock this place down now.
For these.
You're surrounded, buddy.
Six words.
Walker, Texas Ranger, you're under arrest.
It's the season premiere of Walker. Then.
Take a shot!
They can't see!
What the hell happened?
Sight Unseen is the highly anticipated new crime drama.
It's conclusive. You're clinically blind.
With a twist.
I want to stay in the field.
You're a police officer?
Not anymore. I need a second pair of eyes.
I brought you some. That might help.
You have to see for yourself.
You can't go in alone.
I'm not alone. I've got you.
Sight Unseen. Series premiere right after the season premiere of Walker. All new Wednesday on the CW.
Wednesday at 8 on the CW Las Vegas.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go!
We said at the beginning of the program, this is going to be a busy couple of weeks and a busy couple of months. With an election coming up in June, and then of course in November as well. Mike Turner is the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee. One of the issues that's going to come up in the next couple of weeks, House and the Senate, they're on 2-week vacation, on recess, but that they're going to be back. And Mike Turner, who is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, said that you can expect a vote on Ukraine aid coming up in the next couple of weeks. This was Mike Turner yesterday on Fox.
The world has seen that this is a war of aggression by Russia, that this is authoritarianism versus democracy, that just the brutality that is occurring, the murderous nature of what Russia is doing has to be responded to. We have to continue our support. The speaker has made it clear that he supports Ukraine, both directly to Zelensky publicly. He's made these statements, and to the Secretary General of NATO. The speaker has made very clear statements that when we get back, it's the next top agenda after having just passed all the bills that fund the federal government. I believe this is going to have overwhelming support in Congress, and we'll put a bill on the president's desk.
Is it going to have overwhelming support from fellow Republicans, or are you going to have to make tweaks to the legislation as currently written to either include loans that Ukraine would have to pay back or potentially tuck in something regarding border security to get across the line?
Well, I think there already is significant and very strong support among Republicans and certainly across Americans across the country. Now, as this package moves, certainly there are going to be some discussions, you know, in both the Senate and the House. I've had discussions about the border itself, and certainly there have been discussions about the manner in which the non-military, the humanitarian aid is structured. But I think overall, we're going to get a package that is going to be negotiated with the Senate and the White House so that we have a bill that the president can sign.
Will whatever gets done pass before Congress takes its next week-long break, which is scheduled to begin around April 22nd?
Well, it's certainly my hope. We're too, as President Zelensky has made clear to Speaker Johnson, we are at a critical point. CIA director, the Secretary of Defense, everybody has made it clear that we are at a critical juncture on the ground that is beginning to be able to impact not only morale of the Ukrainians that are fighting, but also their ability to fight. Putin knows this. This is obviously an area where we cannot allow Putin to win. Our European allies are saying that Putin's goal is a war beyond Ukraine with Europe. We need to stop him in Ukraine.
On that point, in an interview this past week with CBS's Charlie Daggett, the Ukrainian President Zelensky said his country will lose the war to Russia if he doesn't have American support. I'm just curious, given your strong support for Ukraine, in your assessment, how much damage has already been done by congressional inaction?
Well, it certainly has been difficult. We have certainly seen an emboldened Putin, but we have not seen significant losses or of territory on the battleground in Ukraine itself. We certainly see it strained. We've seen a lack of ammunition. We've seen even rationing of ammunition, which is just heartbreaking and certainly has an effect on their ability to fight. But even beyond just the issue of this supplemental and getting weapon systems replenished, we need to give them longer range weapon systems. The White House has been hesitant to do so. Congress has called for that. President Zelensky has called for that. What this would do, would allow them to back off the Russians. Currently, the Russians have weapon systems that are attacking from distance into the Ukrainian side, right on the front line. This would give the Ukrainians ability to push Putin back and hold that front line.
You're talking about Patriot missile batteries and other longer range missiles that the president has said is at least for now a step too far because it could provoke Russia into
it's the attackams. It's the attackams. And I think it's long range, 300 kilometer, it's a kilometer attackams. Those, I think the administration is on the verge of being willing to provide. They've already provided Patriots, which, of course, is the air defense system that really is so critical for Kyiv right now.
There you have it. Mike Turner, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee on Face the Nation. I think I may have said Fox. It's Face the Nation yesterday on CBS. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Busy, busy morning. We are not done. We are sprinting to the finish line. Michael Schaus will join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk about branding and optics for the presidential race. Some stuff happened last week that is just unbelievable. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked. I never back down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Big wheels keep on turning. Here in Nevada, We are one of seven battleground states that most people on both sides of the aisle concede is going to be very important as to who the next president of the United States is. We are one of seven battleground states, and when you look at the optics of what we saw last week, Jonathan Diller, the police officer in New York who was shot and killed in the line of duty, it's incredible the optics that we saw last week. We saw Donald J. Trump standing with the blue at the wake for this fallen New York City police officer. And then we saw the Radio City Music Hall where they were going to have that big glitzy fundraiser. We'll talk about that coming up with Michael Schaus, the founder and political columnist, ShausCreative.com. We'll get a chance to talk to him about branding and what this last week was like for the Biden administration and the Biden campaign. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life.
In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.